Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Leviticus chapter 14, verses 43 to 45, it says, "If the disease breaks out again in the house, after he has taken out the stones and scraped the house and plastered it, then the priest shall go back and look. For if the disease has spread in the house, it is a persistent leprous disease in the house. It is unclean. And he shall break down the house, its stones and timber and all the plaster of the house, and he shall carry them out of this city to an unclean place." Leprosy. It's a terrible and very infectious disease. Anything that touches a leper becomes unclean and dangerous. God commanded his people to go to great lengths to avoid contact with the disease and to clean whatever it touched. Sin is often compared to leprosy, and it is the leprosy of our day. Those involved in sin are dangerous to themselves and those they love, and even to those to whom they have casual contact. Those who are unaware of their sickness or those who would hide their condition are the most dangerous, for they can spread their germs unknowingly as they refuse to deal with the problem. Leprosy is something that destroys lives. Therefore, God didn't care for it. Sin is something that destroys lives, and it separates us from God. Sin keeps us from doing everything we were meant to do. We were meant to love God, obey God, enjoy God. Sin keeps us from that. Sin keeps us from enjoying the very fact that God is our Father, that he wants to provide for us. Every single human being is sinful and separated from God because of their sin. We need to hate sin and look around our lives and see where we've made provision for sin to be in our lives, because it will destroy everything it touches. It's like leprosy in many ways. We're good at refusing to deal with our problems, though, infecting and destroying many. God gave us a clear word picture of what sin is and how it destroys here in the Scriptures. Our lives affect one another, whether we like to admit that or not. Our illnesses can devastate others. We need to work at being healthy, staying healthy, recognizing the signs and symptoms of our diseases, and do something about it to clean it up. These word pictures in the Bible are not put there by accident. Sin is contagious. We will answer to God if the sin in our life keeps affecting those around us in a way where it keeps them from God. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Goodbye for now.